And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 29th of October, 2013. It's the birthday of James Boswell, born Edinburgh, 1740. Family insisted that he go to law school. His father was a judge, so he did. He passed the bar exams, but didn't care for the practice of law, didn't really care for Scotland, wanted to be in London, wanted to meet the rich and the famous. So he did. He met Voltaire and Rousseau, Oliver Goldsmith, and then he met Samuel Johnson. He was just 22 years old. And Samuel Johnson, the great man of letters, was Boswell's idol. Johnson was 53. They soon became friends, and over the next 20 years, Boswell followed Johnson around, always took notes, wrote down what he had to say. And in 1791, he came out with The Life of Samuel Johnson. There'd never been a biography quite like it before. It was full of personal anecdotes and vivid descriptions. It was fun to read, and he made Samuel Johnson sound like a real person. Still considered one of the great biographies, and it's one reason why Samuel Johnson, Dr. Johnson, is still so famous today. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Valerie Worth, born Philadelphia, 1933, best known for her so-called small poems, poems for children about everyday objects, such as her poem Safety Pin, closed, it sleeps on its side quietly, the silver image of some small fish, opened, it snaps its tail out like a thin shrimp and looks at the sharp point with a surprised eye. And it's the birthday of the novelist Henry Green, born Tewkesbury, England, 1905, best remembered for his novel Loving, published in 1945. An upstairs-downstairs story, country home, Ireland, stories of the people who live there and the servants who work there. Henry Green, who said prose should be a long intimacy between strangers with no direct appeal to what both may have known. It should slowly appeal to feelings unexpressed. It should, in the end, draw tears out of the stone. And it's the birthday of the quilt maker Harriet Powers, born into slavery outside Athens, Georgia, 1837, famous for the quilts that she made, which told a story sort of like a graphic novel, such as her Bible quilt of 1886, which now hangs in the Smithsonian, and her pictorial quilt of 1888, displayed in the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dunn, for fathers of girls, for Suzanne. When sperm leaves us and we cock-a-doodle-doo and our wives rise like morning, the children we start are insignificant as bullets that get lodged, say, in a field somewhere in the Midwest. If we are thinking, then, it is probably of sleep, or the potency of rest, or the one-hand catch we made long ago at the peak of our lives. Later, though, in a dream, we may imagine something in the womb of our heads, neither boy nor girl, nothing quite so simple. But when we wake, our wives are breathing like the wounded on the whitest street in the world. We are there, we are wearing conspicuous masks for the first time. Our eyes show the sweat from our palms. Suddenly, we are fathers of girls, purply, covered with slime we could kiss. There's a cry, and the burden of living up to ourselves is upon us again. For Fathers of Girls, a poem by Stephen Dunn from his new and selected poems published by Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.